So we've had our eye on this performer for quite some time, and the moment she landed here in Southern California, we absolutely had to get her in studio. We are fortunate. She grew up in a small Swedish town, a small island outside of Stockholm. She got her start singing in a local church choir, and after spending a few of her teenage years in Southern California, where her parents happened to be from, she learned the guitar from some hippie around town, like we all do. But we are delighted to have her. Her brand new album is called Everly Forever, and she's going to sing a couple of songs, including this, the title track off Everly Forever. Please welcome, if you will, to our beautiful KXFM Julie Lawton Studios. This is Julia Logan.
Hi, I'm Julia Logan, and I'm going to be playing Everly Foreverly from my debut album. All right.
Deep down, a part of me really wants to know how the ties that bend didn't get through to you. Dark spirit strings attached to another man, falls through the cracks again.
I'm just here for a few weeks, and I wasn't able to bring my guitar, so shout out to Brooke Sadler, but I was able to borrow your beautiful Martin acoustic guitar, I'm going to be playing a song called Borderline now for my debut album. Just going to tune my guitar a little bit. All right.
I was walking on an empty page, one I thought would always last. I was lost without feeling, been a connection of who we were. Come closer to
Borderline. So it's quite nice to be able to play the song as they were written. Usually I play with a band or a trio, so it's kind of nice to just play on one guitar. The next song I'm going to play is called Driftwood. It's my most, I would say, California song. It's very inspired by my mom growing up in Malibu Lake in the 70s. All right, let's see.
Looking for a place to call home, eastbound drifting. I'm seeing you for the last time through the desert and the plains and the Malibu mountains. Looking for a place to call home, beneath the old creek that burns beneath my feet. And I'm hard and I'm red in a valley of crash. See, the sky is red, between the
See what I'm talking about there? Amazing live set from Julia Logan, a magnificent and beautiful voice. Delighted that we were able to get her in studio. We're going to sit down and have a conversation with her in just a couple of minutes, 10:45. And thank you so much, Julia. It's the Mornings with Ed show. So there is a very definite reason I love waking up and coming to work in the morning, and sitting before me is one of them, Julia Logan, a beautiful live set, and sitting here for a conversation. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
My goodness. And I don't want to embarrass you or blow smoke in your face or anything like that, but what an incredible voice, and that was simply amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You can handle that so early in the morning, too. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like I had a little raspy voice this morning, but maybe it adds to the performance.
Yeah. So she walks in the door and goes, "Well, you know, I never warm up. You don't do warm ups. It doesn't seem like you need to."
I don't, but I've never been like on a proper tour yet, so maybe I should start doing that once, you know, okay. I'm out on the road.
All right, and how would you see your warm-ups going? Singing a few bars of the song or just...
Yeah, right. I mean, I did actually, when I lived in Laguna Beach when I was younger, right. I was in the choir, so right. I have some exercises that okay. I could use.
There are choir-approved exercises.
Exactly.
Now, I noticed that this was a borrowed guitar. You mentioned this was yes. a guitar that you borrowed, and who'd you borrow it from?
From my neighbor.
Okay, of course.
Yeah, my neighbor, Brooke Sadler.
Okay, everyone here in town has a guitar, exactly. So of course, right? It's easy for you. Yeah. And is it difficult to play a strange guitar?
Actually, it was such a nice guitar that it wasn't a problem at all.
Right, it's like it's like going into the guitar store and saying, "Give me your best,
exactly.
I want to try that out."
Yeah.
So, Tell us about the journey that you've taken from, you grew up in a small Swedish island outside of Stockholm.
Yeah.
And musically, were you in a choir then?
Yeah, actually I started out singing in the local church and I took like piano lessons. Right. And then when I was maybe, I don't know, actually, yeah, when I moved here when I was 12, 13, I started listening to good music. It was a lot of like, you know, Britney Spears, Destiny's Child, and then the Beatles.
Right, of course.
And then I discovered the Beatles, and then I wanted to take guitar lessons. So I actually took my first guitar lessons at the local guitar shop.
Right, by a local hippie, right?
It was exactly.
Some local hippie, some, all right,
yep.
Right. Well, congratulations there.
Yeah.
The you mentioned the bands that you listen to, the people that you like mm-hmm. to hear. When you write your music, do you prefer to write it on guitar or on a piano?
Mostly guitar.
Most
Some songs I feel like are more just piano songs, but mostly acoustic guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite place to write? Is there a living room somewhere or a beachfront or something that inspires you to write?
Definitely. Like sometimes I'll sit out on the balcony in our house here and start playing the guitar, looking at the sunset. I don't know. I think I'm very inspired by nature
right.
in general.
Right.
Yeah.
And since you borrowed a guitar to come in this morning, what happens when you're traveling and you think of a line that really needs to be put to music? Is that
yeah.
is there a moment where you go, oh my God, I got to have a guitar. I got to have something.
Yeah. I mean, it happens in different ways. Sometimes I'll start out playing something on the guitar and then I'll continue writing on that song. Sometimes right. I'll be moving.
Okay.
And I'll come up with a melody or a lyric. I actually took the Amtrak, the Starlight, from Portland to San Francisco.
That's a great ride.
And then I got really inspired and wrote some lyrics late at night. So there are definitely ways you can go around it without a guitar. Yeah.
That seems inspirational. The train ride would seem inspirational
I
for
love
writing.
Trains. Yeah.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the album, Everly Forever.
Yeah.
Everly Forever Lee. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Everly Forever Lee. What's tell me the secret behind the title, if it is a secret.
Yeah. So basically, my guitar that I got from my uncle after he passed away is a Gibson Everly.
Okay. There
so
we go.
It was kind of inspired by him.
Right.
And then I came up with the title Everly Forever Lee, which I thought was a nice little thought, and then I also wrote a song about the guitar.
What a beautiful and appropriate tribute that is, actually. So, yeah, can you tell us a little bit about your uncle? Was he influential in your musicianship now?
Definitely. So, in my family, we don't have that many musicians. I mean, they're all music lovers, but right. my uncle, he was kind of, I mean, he wasn't a musician, but he played guitar, piano. He could kind of pick up things very easily, and he showed me lots of great music, a lot of Bruce Springsteen, a lot of David Gray.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. And I noticed as I was, and the songs that you selected this morning to play, the three songs, I was delighted to hear those. But as I roll through the remainder of your album and other music, I find that you write less about yourself than really the struggles of other people. Is that on purpose or is that just an observational thing that you have just this keen eye for
right.
other people's
I
problems?
I think it's more an observational thing, but I think it can also be mirrored like in my own life and my own struggles, but also other people's struggles.
Right.
So sometimes a song can be both about me, but also other people, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, there's a definite relatability to everything you sing. And the three songs that you sang here, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, this is absolute. I can't believe listeners right now are just trying to call and chime in. Yeah, that one, it matches what I do.
Oh.
You find your beauty in small moments of human longing and trying to connect with others.
Mm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have someone in your life that is giving you beauty to look at?
Yeah, I have lots of people in my life that give me.
Anyone in particular that inspires you to write this kind of beautiful music?
A lot of different people in my life, I would say. Yeah. Family, friends. Yeah.
Okay. What's the music scene like in Stockholm?
It's very small, I would say, but it's very concentrated, like good music. And what I love about Swedish music is that they try to like export it to the US as well. And they're very inspired by American music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to talk about that magnificent instrument that is your voice. And it really is just a spectacular instrument. And I know you were in a choir as a kid.
Mm.
When do you get the confidence to sing solo? When did that happen? You went, I'm good enough to go solo.
I think it was actually the first time I sang was at like a school event, and it was like my friends were going to set up a sort of organization thing, and then I decided to play two covers with my two friends. So that was the first time I performed. Okay. Yeah, it felt good.
I'm going to keep doing this. Yeah, it feels pretty good. I love that. The second song we heard you do live in here was Borderline. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Borderline was actually is one of like the oldest songs on the album, I would say, that I wrote after an end of a relationship. So it's kind of the end of a relationship song.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And does it still sting a little bit?
Actually, not so much, because I feel like once, I don't know, you start playing the song so many times, it kind of has a meaning of its own.
Right.
And other people can also relate to it, you know?
Right. Yeah. So repetitive with song gives, it's kind of like a Band-Aid. Okay,
exactly.
I'm good now. The wound is starting to heal.
Definitely.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I was really struck in a perfect choice for the final song to do live, which was Driftwood. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Tell us about the relationship with that and your mom in the 70s.
Yeah, so my mom grew up in a little community called Malibu Lake. It's inland from Malibu. It was kind of this hippie community. Right. And because I'm such a big fan of that era and the music from, you know, Laurel Canyon and all of that, I was inspired by her upbringing. And it's just so funny the way she talks about it, because she doesn't see it as a big deal.
Right.
But then she was like, oh yeah, my neighbors were the Flying Burrito Brothers. And sometimes I would go out in my backyard and brush my hair and listen to them rehearse. And you're like, what?
Whoa.
It's crazy.
That's
right?
A pretty good one. Let's get your mom sitting here and talking to her about some story. I want to hear the Flying Burrito Brothers stories, man. That was a cool band to be. And that was a great time. Yeah. And you're, pardon me, but you've got this cool hippie vibe to you. As you look, obviously you're much younger than anyone who would have existed in the 70s for the hippie days. Mm. But do you see yourself as kind of like a hippie?
I have no idea. I don't know. But all I know is that I love listening to that music from that era.
It's a cool vibe that you carry with you, and I'll just answer it for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if listeners want to find the album, purchase your music, purchase maybe some swag you have, where would they go that would benefit you the most?
Yeah, so I actually have some vinyls with me here, because I know it costs crazy much to, you know, ship them from Sweden right now. So yeah, so I can send some vinyls. Probably the best way would be to DM me on Instagram, Facebook.
All right. And did they just look for your name, Julia Logan?
Julia Logan, yes.
That's so easy. You've made everything so easy for us this morning. My God. So when you leave here, when you leave Southern California, are you heading back to Sweden?
Yes.
Okay. And when is that?
So it's the beginning of May, so I'm going to go back and do some concerts, and then I've got some festivals to play this summer, which will be really exciting.
Do you find European audiences different than American audiences?
Gosh, I don't know. I haven't played that much in the U.S., so it's hard to tell the difference, but I don't know.
All right, well, let's set you up out here for a tour. Let's get you set here, and then expose you to the rest of the world it should be. We have just been talking with Julia Logan, an amazing new album, Everly Foreverly, an amazing live performance in the live room. You've made my day. I can't thank you enough for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julia. It's 11 o'clock straight up.